The Western Australian government has announced a plan to introduce legislation around firearms, requiring anyone with a gun license to have a mental health check. But organizations in the state want the state government to have better mental health services, particularly in the regions, rather than just checkups. The Wire's contributor from Garda Media, Eliza Closa, asked President of the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, WA, Paul Fitzgerald, his position about this bill.
Well, at this stage, it's clearly just a proposition from the WA Police Minister that, you know, he's hijacked the community with it because there's been no consultation. In March 2022, there was the announcement of the rewrite of the Firearms Act and a promise from the McGowan government that key stakeholders, including the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, would be involved. We have some 13,000 members in Western Australia, 220,000 members nationally. We provide a platform for people to participate in the act, belong, commit, get outside, you know, be part of a community organisation, go to a gun club if that's what you want to do, go for a walk in the bush, take a rifle with you, go and do some fox control. We support financially the Red Card for Rabbits and Foxes eradication program as part of our conservation arm. You know, in the Pilbara, you might be witness to some of the Painted Blue Tree program and all that sort of stuff. Well, as a community state sporting body, because the Department of Sport and Recreation recognised the Sporting Shooters Association as a state sporting body, a bit like Cricket WA or Football WA, we have those members that are happy for us to use their money to contribute to those critical areas, which includes regional men's health, because there's a complete failing of government to look after all sections of the community at a rural health crisis compounded by mental health issues in communities in the Pilbara and beyond, which the Sporting Shooters Association is happy to support.
So how does the mental health checks affect your association?
So we have 85,000 licensed firearms owners in Western Australia. A lot of those people have had firearm licences for north of, you know, 25, 35, 40 years. They've been considered to be fit and proper people to own a firearm. There's lots of, you know, high calibre individuals in the WA business and political scene that are firearm owners. And the impact is that all of a sudden they've been effectively deemed not suitable because they're going to need to endure some form of mental health check. So it's a bit of a slant on people that have got no track record with any mental health issues or any other concerns with them as a law-abiding citizen in the state of Western Australia. But it's contemptuous for the government to come out and say, in the interest of public safety, we need to make sure that anyone with a gun now needs to endure a mental health check. Well, we're going to get the rest of the law-abiding community that have genuine reason or genuine need for a firearm. And we're talking about farmers and Indigenous community groups, Indigenous groups that use firearms in the course of their traditional hunting is also a huge impact. Well, how are we going to deliver in the Pilbara a mental health check for anybody in the organisations that you guys represent? How are they going to go and get a mental health check? Who's going to deliver this mental health check to Indigenous communities and go out there and say, right, there's a number of people that have got a firearm here. In order for you to retain that firearm for traditional hunting purposes, you'll now need to go through a mental health check. How is the government proposed, when they can't even deliver basic health services to regional Western Australia, how do they propose they're now going to have the ability to assess existing licence holders with a firearm and anybody new that comes along? How are we going to do that? Government is an instrument of the people of Western Australia, and they're supposed to listen to the people of Western Australia from all cultures and all facets of the community, but this government is not prepared to do that. And so the impact on SSAA members is, it's a huge impost in how we go forward with this without knowing how it's been derived or how it's actually going to work. It's just a throwaway line.
Would you support at all a mental health check, but maybe in a different way than this, or just do not want the mental health checks altogether?
It's difficult to qualify at this point because we have no idea whatsoever about what other format it might take. And it's not about trying to hide away from, oh, well, there's no way at all. We don't want anybody to do a mental health check. That's rubbish. If there's evidence provided that says this is how it can be delivered effectively, this is how it can be done without imposing on a large cohort of the West Australian community that they need to now satisfy this requirement, how does the government seriously think that anything that's going to be effective in elevating public safety to make sure that someone that's already got a firearm or somebody wants to license a firearm, how is this policy going to be effective?
President of the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, WA, Paul Fitzgerald, ending the report from Garda Media's Eliza Closa.